Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Queen is here. It's 7 past 1. It's Friday. That means it's Feisty Friday with Shaletta. We're going to get to you in just another check in the box as you ascend to the dominant force on planet Earth. But we do have some breaking news. We have some breaking news, and it was on the list, but the news has just broken that Kate, Princess Kate, has announced that she has cancer. And that's why she has been out of sight for the last couple months. I just
now, they can't let the woman
audio.
Get her cancer treatment in peace. She had to come out and tell the world she had cancer. They would not leave that woman alone until she. This is a shame.
Yeah, let's give the complete update here, and then I want to react too, because I think some of this has been just utterly ridiculous. So she goes in January, according to Catherine here, for a procedure where she was told there would not be cancer. The procedure takes place and they discover cancer then. She has been undertaking chemotherapy over the last weeks, and she repeated again, I am well, I am getting better, but I've been taking this time away from the public for a couple things. One, to recover, and one, to explain it to her children. So again, the Princess of Wales, Catherine, diagnosed with cancer when the procedure, they believe, would not tell her she had cancer, but when it took place, they diagnosed her with that. Chemotherapy, that's why she has not been visible, and there's a lot of analysis that's breaking out right now. Dave, I've been clicking on the cable nets. They've been going with wall to wall. Did you tell me that CBS just broke in with their coverage also?
Yeah, we had both ABC and CBS on here. Both broke in, but I mean, CBS obviously airing the NCAA basketball tournament. But Norah O'Donnell jumped on. They played the Kate video, and they were cutting away from basketball for a few minutes.
Yeah, couple minutes. What's your initial reaction, Shaletta?
I hate that we can't let this woman take care of herself in peace. You know, now I think that the palace should have said something, you know, especially after it came out that the pictures were doctored and they were trying to put out this, you know, happy image that she was all healthy and well and strong. But that misses out on an opportunity to encourage women to get checked and to go to their doctor. You know, there's a lot of young women who look up to her. And when she comes out and tells her story, that may make them go and get checked and make that annual doctor's visit. But, you know, it's just so much deception going on over there at that palace. It's been that way since forever. Nothing's changing.
Right.
And I just hate that she has to deal with the stress of all this while trying to get healthy. She is a mama. She's got three babies. I don't care how many nannies she's got. She's still got three babies that she wants to be alive to take care of. And stress will kill you. And the last thing you need when your body is down and you are fighting a disease like cancer is stress. So the palace should have taken better care of her. The palace should have done a better job.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Listen, when you're as visible as the princess as Wales, as she is, you don't lose privacy. You don't completely lose it. But if you're someone who is as visible as she normally is, who is out there for causes, who is out there with your family, and you're a member of the royal family, what the royal family means to England, royalty to me, I don't think about it very often at all. In fact, I shake my head how much time our country spends on it. But if you're one of the figures who, in theory, is involved in some level of leadership, you know, it's still Parliament, it's still the Prime Minister, but there is some level of expectation of information at some point. And I'm not saying first 5 minutes, you get a diagnosis and you're devastated that you have to put that news out there 5 minutes afterwards. You know, you fell in love with someone. Oh, by the way, the future King of England, you knew that. You knew if you jumped in this, there were parts of your life you were going to share. I'm with you. It feels like the folks who are involved in coordinating messages for the royal family could have done a much better job. So just a timeline here. January 17th, she goes in for the procedure. Mm-hmm. Then January 29th, she's back out. And again, at the time, Shaletta, it was viewed the way they described it. It was not.
Oh, it's
cancerous.
Nothing. Yeah, we're just checking. But that's how you found out. That's called early detection. Right? Chad, these people are paid six figures in American dollars. And there's a team of them to come up with strategy to get information out to people. And
they
you mean to
it.
Tell me this was the best they could do? Do I need to hop on a plane and do a workshop for the palace? Because this is the thing, Chad. You and I
the tweet coming already.
You already know. You already know. I'm typing right now. But this is the thing, Chad. You and I have both we got these little old stinky radio jobs. We get on the air and we talk to people and we make them laugh, we make them think, we interview folks, and we got to get divorced. Well, damn it, we got to come up with a strategy. We can't be married and then divorced and not tell the people who we asked to listen to our radio show, who we asked to buy our books, who we asked to show up to our events. We know that these people are connected to us. Well, like family, and we can't not tell them what's going on. I remember when Sean and I got divorced. Yes, there is a divorce. You've seen the paperwork. And I told Sean, I said, we have to tell these people what's going on. And he said, well, who you think we are, J-Lo and Ben? I said, no, we're not J-Lo and Ben, but we've asked these people to connect with us. They are connected to us. We are connected to them, and we owe them that information. That's part of the job. He didn't sign up to be a radio host, but he married one. And so that's some stuff that comes with that. She know what's going on. We got 9 million cameras at her wedding and her every move. You go to the doctor, you get diagnosed with cancer. You got to come out and say something. That's just it. You don't get no pass. I understand it's cancer, but you don't get a pass.
They're lousy at communicating. They just are. And
that's because they lie. That's what happened. When you lie a lot, then it's communication is bad. When you tell the truth, you don't have a problem with communication. But when you don't tell the truth, communication is difficult for you.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I said it out loud.
Just picking up on your previous comments. Listen, I have decided to be pretty darn public on this show with divorces and separations and Q's health and frustration about the station. And by the way, if somebody doesn't want to do that and they don't want to share, they have every right to do it. I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just saying that is my approach, right? That's how I've decided to do it. There are many people in radio, whether here in town or elsewhere, and I think they're great at what they do. And maybe I know them, so I know some things, and they don't share. They don't have to. I'm not faulting them. When you jump into this business, you jump into the royal family, there is some level of expectations. And there's some point of, okay, she has cancer. Let's figure out how serious it is and what the treatment is. So, again, I'm not talking the next day, but this is from the procedure middle January. Okay.
And it's
now,
March
21st.
It's going to be April. Okay. And they got a team of people. Chad, it's not like she got to make this decision by herself. It's not like it's her and her husband and kids, and they got to try to figure out what to say or who to call. They got a team of people with the media on speed dial. They can hold a whole news conference without her, just the media team, let everybody know what's going on, and keep it moving.
But so let me jump in, the whole Where's Kate
go out of control before they decide to finally say something. It's a damn shame.
So let's also remember the dynamic of William, okay? William has been very public in his anger ever since the paparazzi chased his mother over and over and over again, including into the tunnel where she would eventually die. It's not just William, it's Harry, but in this case, it's William. So William's frustration with the media is pretty darn high, okay? And so this is the future king of England, who in this case may have just been selfish, may have just said, you know what, I already lost my mom way too soon. Now the love of my life has cancer. We've got three kids. Bleep the responsibility. I'm worried about my wife.
And then
I
that's
think
when you say,
he can
hey,
do both.
Team. Yep. Right, because he could call on that team. Hey, team of paid media experts, they have a whole suite over here at the palace whose job it is to take care of the media. Y'all go ahead and make a statement. Here's what we want you to say. And I'm going to keep taking care of my wife and family, along with the servants that we have and the housekeeper and the babysitter and all these other folks that cook and do everything else except for brush my teeth. Y'all go ahead and take care of
that. What if we find out this? Let me just jump in. What if we find out that they did go to him? And he said, hey, by the way, I'm your boss. I don't care about any statement. This is my wife. I don't care about the speculation. Until she's ready, we're not saying a thing. It wouldn't surprise me if that's part of the dynamic. You could listen, if you're the queen and I'm your PR person, and I know you'd love that scenario, and I'm telling you, we should do this, we should do that, and you're the queen, look at me and say, sounds good, Chad. This case, we're not doing anything. That's also possible.
That is very true. That is very true.
Because
whatever happened, they did not handle it well.
Yep.
They need to be teaching this class at the Hubbard School of Journalism in the PR department about what not to do.
Do you know anybody who teaches there at all?
I have a podcasting class over there. Yeah, I didn't know if you knew. I wasn't going to mention it, but, you know, since you brought it up, I'll go ahead and say it.
And again, my interest in the Royals is perpetually low. We debated, okay, we have the Queen of England occasionally calls in. We have Camilla. And I told Dave when we debated, I go, if there's something bad, I don't want to do the bit. I just don't want to do it. And by the way, we do things that people can question our taste, and I might say, I don't know what you're talking about. I was fine with it. Or you're right. Again, this is not a holier than thou. Oh, my God. We waited. You know, but there was a bit of fear of this. And so, again, while they're well down the list of I'm not exactly a royal watcher, but when it's cancer, you send your best. Let's pause. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this is the thing. A lot of us knew it was something serious. you know, in the media. We just kind of had a sense, because this kind of stuff happens, you know, what other people on social media think she's just hiding. You know, we've seen these scenarios play out before with celebrities who
there was a lot of lot of different rumors, right?
Yeah, a lot of different rumors. But when you in it in the business like us, we just say, okay, we're just going to wait because something's going on. You know what I mean?
And so, show of hands, you know, of as David Kahn once said, anyone in this conversation on a cover of a prominent Twin Cities business show of hands. Show of hands. I see one woman. She's on another cover. We'll talk about that with Shalette in moments on CCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's William Shatner's 93rd birthday, so we're playing music from William Shatner. We're going to a CBS update in about 6 minutes, but here we go again. You, right in the middle of more major media coverage, tell people the latest, and then can I also add, you're so kind to me, and I appreciate it when you'll tell people I stood up to one of the bosses.
Not
here.
Not today. I only have 6 minutes. I only have.
You know, I was written up. I want to know when, outside of the compliments, I get cash. That's what I want to know.
It's probably cash. Not going to happen for you. It's not going to happen.
I want the cash. Okay, I want the cash. I mean, 50-50. You're making millions. I'm just barely getting by. Let's go.
Everything works out for you.
I'll throw you a quarter when I see you in the street saying, I'll podcast for food. Okay,
right,
I'll podcast.
Right. Yeah. So, because I'm fabulous, Twin Cities Business Magazine has put me on the cover of their latest edition, which is out in April. The cover is phenomenal. It's not one of those stuffy business covers where they're sitting across their arms and legs. I'm outside in the cold dancing to Mary J. Blige and Michael Jackson, and they snap a shot of me wearing my Josie Johnson custom jacket that I had my friends at Image 360 in Woodbury make for me. And the story is just really all about how fabulous I am and how I use my platform to help other small business owners.
Busting barriers. Barriers. I'm looking at you right now.
Wait, are you in front of one of my billboards? Are you?
No.
Because I just got 7 of them. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you were broadcasting.
Are you putting a picture of Jason DeRusha on one of your billboards?
In fact, I was trying to get one of his down. I was like, can I have one Jason's on? I want to replace Jason. Can you take his face off and put my face on? But, apparently this all is a part of, they have these community impact awards every year. And my company won one. And so they had to pick of the people that won. There's some other people on the list. I don't know who they are. They're not important to me. I just know I want one. And so,
they're irrelevant.
And so when they sent me the note, Chad, they said, hi, congratulations. You've won, the Community Impact Award for the work you do to help small business owners. So I pick up the phone, you know, it's a form letter. So I pick up the phone and I call over there to Twin Cities Business Magazine. And I was like, is this what we're doing today? We're sending out form letters. This is not how I operate. So I want the cover. I want the cover. They were like, well, we have to decide and we have to look and see. I was like, there's nobody else that important on that list. Well, who's going to give you that earned media? Who's going to make sure to get the word out about the magazine? Who's going to make sure you don't have a copy left for sale? Any of those other people? I don't think so. I want the cover. So I think 90, after much consideration.
95% of my friends who told that story, I would say, don't believe it. You're exaggerating. I believe you 1,000%. I believe you on the life of my children.
I did that.
That you called there and basically demanded the cover of the magazine.
I did that. I did. You have not because you asked not. I did that. And because I deserve it. And because I work really hard. And, you know, my business has only been around for 4 years. And to see the progress and growth that my company has made and the impact that my company and I have made in this community in 4 years is remarkable. I should be on the cover of everything. Mm-hmm. It's Women's History Month. I'm making history. I don't apologize.
Another month for you? Okay.
And then you know about Autism Awareness Month coming up next month. So it's really
well, that's with me.
Black
okay.
History.
We'll share women. That month.
I'll give you the last week of next month. I'll give you that last week.
Thank you. I'm glad my autistic son qualifies me to be a part. It's small. Like I get, you know what I get, Dave? I get 5 minutes. I get 5 minutes. What's June? Is it just the month of Shaletta? I mean, should
we
just,
I don't know. We could come up with something. I have to look. I don't know. I have to look. Oh, but, you know, I have bought up. So there's an award event. And so I have bought a bunch of tickets. You and Dave coming. It's May 14th. It's at the Metropolitan Ballroom. And so they got tickets available. So I've bought like 1,000 tickets and I'm inviting all my friends. So I want to.
Wait, is this for Dave. Twin Cities Business Magazine or what is it?
Yes, it's for the. It's like a. You get the cover, and then there's a big award ceremony. They're gonna be interviewing me on the stage. This is like a big damn production, Chad Harbin.
Yeah. What day is it?
So I mean, if y'all, it's May 14th. It's at the Metropolitan.
Yeah, I've got to do laundry. I have laundry, Dave. Ooh, what do you got going sick. On the 14th again? I have laundry.
Sick. I'm washing my hair.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
don't make me
hair.
Sick.
Yeah, I mean, listen. If we didn't have plans, I mean, you know, I mean, listen.
Y'all
you got to do laundry.
So.
And I mean, Dave's got that
sick.
Thick hair. All right, we gotta go. We gotta go to an update here the early stages of Princess Catherine and the cancer diagnosis. Congratulations,
thank
richly
you.
Deserved. Love you. Thank you. We'll talk
too.
Next week.
All right.
She is the best follower on every single platform on the planet. It was about 30 minutes ago when Princess Catherine announced a cancer diagnosis treatment. And appealing for privacy. For a full recap, here is CBS News.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Vin Weber, former congressman representing the state of Minnesota, still very plugged into what happens in D.C. Kind to join us today, as he has many times before. Like all our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's got a lot of power for someone who says a lot of nonsense, in my opinion. So she took the first step today in saying, Mike Johnson, to quote her friend Donald Trump, you're fired. She's not happy after they reached a deal, the House, with that slim majority with the Republican Party, that they reached a deal of just a small figure, $1.2 trillion, to keep the government running. To most of us, logically, You'd say, well, guess what? The Republicans have this small majority. The Democrats have their small majority. And then the president is a Democrat. So the Republicans are not going to get everything they want. But that's not what Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying today. Today, I filed a motion to vacate after Speaker Johnson has betrayed our confidence and broken our rules. So people wonder, well, is there going to be an immediate vote? And are we going to have what we saw when it was day after day once Kevin McCarthy was eliminated? She said she would not seek an immediate vote. She's going to challenge leadership to step up and follow what they keep telling us they're going to do. It's more of a warning than a pink slip. But she added, we need a new speaker. Okay, one person, Vin, can do this. One person can say, I don't agree, and here we go again. I don't care if it's Republicans. If the Democrats have this power, it would be a clown show also. This was your life for a long time. You're still in D.C. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, we didn't have this rule when I was in Congress. We didn't have this rule until the beginning of this Congress, where one member could vacate the chair. You had to have a larger number of members that asked and said that the speaker should be removed. So it's important that what you pointed out, Chad, that she did not file this as a privileged motion yet.
Yeah.
That means it's not necessarily going to be voted on at all. They're coming up on a 2-week recess associated with Easter. Nothing will happen until after that. So I put it off. What did she get out of this? Well, she got some publicity. Okay. We're talking about her.
The national
media is talking about her. She got some publicity, and she's going to get noticed within the conference for whatever the heck wants to ask about. They'll have to listen to her, but I'm not convinced she's going to actually do this. I think it's a self-serving gesture on her part, and not necessarily a serious move to replace the speaker.
When I first saw this today, and the reports were motion to vacate, and then some others like, well, maybe not, I had assumed that she was going to call for the vote. When you first saw it, did you think a vote was about to happen?
No, because I've talked to people up there for the last several months, there is no alternative in mind. If this were going to happen, there would have to be someone emerging as the likely successor to Speaker Johnson, and I haven't heard a single name put forward. So I did not think it was serious. As I said, I think it's a publicity stunt and an attempt to gain leverage for God knows what she wants to get.
Well, I mean, there's nobody, Vin. I mean, if we're close to Easter,
no.
I mean, Jesus could come back, and you wouldn't agree with him on every vote. Pick other religious leader. Pick anybody. Johnson emerged out of nowhere.
At least if it was Jesus, we'd have some idea of how long he'd last, about 40 days. I think that's what the Bible indicates.
That's very good. That is very good. Okay, on this bill itself, clearly it is bigger than the Republicans in the House want. Clearly it's bigger than I want. I mean, I want some fiscal sanity at the state level, and I want some fiscal sanity at the federal level. But it's not one-party rule. It's not we've got a 20-vote margin in the House, and we got 5 in the Senate, and we got President Trump. She's just being delusional about what can be accomplished.
Completely, as is the whole Freedom Caucus, and they were when they dumped Kevin McCarthy and when they refused to advance either Steve Scalise or our friend Tom Emmer. They are completely delusional about what they can accomplish. But let me make another point, Chad, which is important, because you said something that I agree with. I want less spending at the federal level. I do think that the debt is a problem, and by the way, the state level too. But even if they got what they wanted, they wouldn't make much progress. The hard truth is that if you really want to make progress on the issue of the federal debt, you have to do something that both parties say they don't want to do, and that is to reform entitlement programs. And that means Social Security and Medicare and the other programs that are so popular. That's two-thirds of the budget. You put two-thirds of the budget, and then on top of that, interest on national debt, and you've got an impossible situation. These things that they want to do, even if they got them, would not even begin to make a dent in that budget.
Will anybody ever stand up without fear of all the political and voting backlash and say, let's get to it. Let's get to the major drivers of our debt. And I don't care the feedback I get. I don't care if I'm voted out. This is the only way we solve it. Because to me, Vin, they all stay. They love the job. They love the power. They love the other ways, you know, where they can impact society. And they're not going to do it.
Well, you know, it shouldn't be impossible. If the leaders of both parties, with both Donald Trump and President Biden, would stop convincing people that reforming entitlements means shoving grandma off the cliff, we might make some progress.
Yes.
We did
yes.
it back in the 1980s when I was in Congress. We voted on a Social Security reform package that did a couple of very tough things. We raised the retirement age, not immediately, but 20 years in the future. And we increased taxes on self-employed people. Now, let me tell you, none of the Democrats wanted to raise the retirement age, and none of the Republicans wanted to increase the tax on self-employed people, but they compromised and they did both. And I don't know that anybody lost their seat in Congress because of making those common sense reforms in entitlement programs. There's other things we can do now that would not cause people any immediate grief.
Congressman Vin Weber is with us. Vin, can I take a short break and we can get to a couple other political matters? Is that okay?
Sure.
Absolutely. Let's do that. Vin Weber, the former congressman from Minnesota, back with us in just moments on CCO. Former Congressman Vin Weber is with us. I'll repeat the biggest news of the hour internationally. The Princess of Wales, Catherine, reveals a cancer diagnosis. In middle June, she went in for a procedure where she was told it was not cancer. During the procedure, they discovered cancer. She has been undergoing treatment through chemotherapy for the last few months. She said her husband, Prince William, has been a great source of comfort. She spent the last couple months concentrating on the treatment and also comforting her children. They decided to announce this today, feeling that she was in a better stage of her treatment and also that her kids were more aware of what was going on and also the fact that her kids are now on spring break. So we talked about it a lot at the start of the hour. We went to a news update. CBS will have another update for you in about 10 minutes. Former Congressman Vin Weber is with us. Just one thing on Congress. How would you evaluate the job that Mike Johnson has done under the challenging circumstances that he faces?
Well, first of all, we've got to underscore the challenging circumstances could hardly be more challenging. He's now going to have a one-seat majority for the next couple of months because of another resignation coming down.
Yep.
But it's a very, very difficult job. Second of all, I think from what I know of him, very good guy, very smart guy, but he has no experience in leadership. And so that shows from time to time. I would, however, give him some credit on a couple of issues. He has learned on a few issues. I mean, that's why he brought this bill to the floor that now endangers his speakership, I guess, but for all the right reasons. And he went to the White House and he got briefed on Ukraine and came out. He went in an opponent of aid to Ukraine, was briefed by the people that know about the situation, and came out a supporter of aid to Ukraine. So give him credit for understanding and learning. I think that's what I'd say. But there's no question he has a steep learning curve, and it would be challenging for the most experienced of leaders.
Over the next couple months, will Ukraine get more money approved from Congress?
I believe it will. I think that it's a dicey situation, but I think that they will approve it because the stakes are so, so very high. You know, there's a columnist in the Washington Post, a good friend of mine, Mark Thiessen, you probably have heard about him. Mark has a column today
yes.
in which he says basically if we lose Ukraine, it'll be the equivalent for the Republican Party of what the withdrawal from Afghanistan has done to the Biden administration, meaning a foreign policy disaster that'll be blamed on Republicans. And, you know, I know people think it's a waste of money and they don't want to do it, but it's got to be done. And most often the things that have to be done are done. So I think it's going to happen.
We are looking at Joe Biden versus Donald Trump and also some third party possibilities. I want to get to those third party possibilities. Next question. You are someone who's been a lifelong Republican, but you have not been shy in your criticism towards Donald Trump. Some on policy and a lot on everything else that comes with Donald Trump. As you look at this rematch, do you know yet who you're going to vote for?
I'll probably know on Election Day. You know, they asked former Attorney General William Barr the same question, and he said, "I'll jump off that bridge when I come to it," which is humorous, but it sort of says the way that a lot of us are feeling. I do not think that the Democrats are treating Trump fairly with their use of the judicial system in four different jurisdictions to go after him and his wealth and his family and everything else like that. I don't like that. On the other hand, there's a lot about Trump that I don't like either, like threatening to get out of NATO and different things like that. I expect, if I'm forced to answer the question, which I wish you hadn't asked, I expect I would vote for Trump, but I'm not happy about it.
Which case do you believe the judicial system has been unfair in dealing with Donald Trump, and be as specific as you can?
Well, I think particularly the one that's in front of us right now with them trying to confiscate a half of $1 billion of his assets to settle a case in which there are no victims. That just doesn't seem fair to me. You don't have to like Donald Trump to think you shouldn't. He didn't steal from anybody. You know, if I walk into a bank in Minneapolis and try to borrow some money, they are going to do due diligence on me. They're not going to just take my word from it that I said, I happen to be a billionaire and I'd like to buy a yacht. They'll say, yeah, sure, we hear that. Let us look into your finances. Well, they all looked into Donald Trump's finances. These are not stupid people. The bankers at Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan and elsewhere, they scrutinized his finances and decided he was loan worthy. And they loaned him the money and he paid him back. Okay. If he inflated his own net worth without causing any harm to anyone, that does not seem to me to be cause to confiscate all of his cash assets.
Can I just make this point? The amount of money is staggering. Anybody who denies that, I think, is just hating Trump too much. Here's my problem, though, Vin. If I have this asset, and when I'm going to the bankers, and you're the banker, and I say, you know what, it's 20,000 square feet, and this is the value of it. Then when I fill out my taxes, you know what it is? It's 2,000 square feet, and it's worth that. And that's what he was doing on a regular basis for decades. That shouldn't be legal.
It shouldn't be legal, and there should be punishment. I just think the punishment's excessive and politically motivated by an attorney general that ran on a platform of getting Donald Trump. She gave campaign speeches about how she was going to get Donald Trump.
There's no doubt Letitia James was an absolute fool when she ran, and you're 100% when she said over and over again, I'm coming to get him. Just like in the Georgia case when they're having an affair. I mean, if you feel like you have a case, pursue it, but you're giving people reason to question your impartiality when that shouldn't be an issue in these legal cases. Last thing, third-party candidates. I see we've got polling today where in Michigan and Pennsylvania, RFK Jr. has 18% in one state, 16% in another state. How big of a factor do you think he will be when we get to November?
I think he's potentially a very large factor. We know, for instance, if you look at polling over the last year, it really comes down to about an even split between Biden and Trump, maybe Trump has a small edge. Trump will say, I'm ahead by a lot. Well, he's not. He's ahead by a couple points in all those states. But there's about 10% of the electorate that consistently has said, I don't want to vote for either one of them. But if you push them to the wall, the pollsters that I've seen have said, and force them to make a decision, about 80% of them go for Biden. So if there's an alternative on the ballot that allows those people that don't want either Trump or Biden to vote for a viable third-party candidate, whatever viable means in their mind, that's decisive and negative for Biden.
Vin, always appreciate it. Enjoy the conversation. Have an excellent weekend, and we'll reach out down the line.
Great, great to talk to you. I got to contradict the very first thing you said before I went on the air. The snow is welcome because we need moisture in any form we can get it.
We do need moisture. I would never deny that. I just don't think it's that pretty late in March. You know, I just don't. Thank you, sir.
Fair point. Thank you, Chad.
Lindis Bye. Construction Time Check. It's time for us to end talking this hour. We still got another hour to go. But it's time for you to reach out to Andy Lindis and get those Leaf Guard gutters right now. Do it during the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.